Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
请我们把圣经翻到加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
加拉太书第一章第十节。
Galatians 1:10, for do I now persuade man or God, or do I seek to please man? For if I still please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
加拉太书第一章第十节，现在是要得人，我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若仍旧讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
Here we have a choice. We can please God or we can please man.
这里保罗给我们看到有我们有一个选择，我们可以讨人的喜欢，我们也可以讨神的喜欢。
We cannot do both.
我们不能同时做这两件事情。
If here it says if we are still pleasing men,
这里讲如果我们还在讨人的喜欢。
In other words, if we're not pleasing God,
也就是说我们没有在讨神的喜欢的话。
Then we would not be a bond servant of Christ.
那我们就不是基督的仆人。
The same sentence if you turn it around.
同样的话你。反过来
The contrapositive says that if we are a servant of Christ, then we must please God.
反面的讲，如果我们是基督的仆人，我们必须要讨神的喜欢。
And we know that we are servants of God.
我们知道我们是神的仆人。
We are called into a kingdom of priests.
我们被呼召进入一个祭司的国度。
This call was given to the Israelites.
这个呼召是给以色列人。
And only one tribe responded.
只有一个。支派回应了。
And this call is repeated again in the New Testament.
这个呼召在新约里面重复的给我们看见。
And how many of us are going to respond?
我们有多少人能够回应？
We know that it is God's heart for all of us to be His priests.
我们知道神的心意是要我们每一个人能够做他的祭司。
So therefore we must strive to please Him.
所以我们必须竭力的讨他的喜悦。
Not to please men.
而不是讨人的喜悦。
Today I would like to share on the topic of pleasing God.
今天我愿意交通关于讨神的喜欢。
Some of this will have some overlap with what we have been sharing.
这个会同我之前一些的交通有相
最近。
哦，我们最近的交通有一些相似。
I meditate before the Lord. I think this is okay. We can treat it as a reminder and encouragement.
我在神面前有一些默想，我觉得这样这个。交通是好的，也可以对我们来讲是一个提醒。
Regarding pleasing God, this is a fairly big and generic topic.
关于讨神的喜悦，这是一个非常大并且非常广泛的一个主题。
I would like to focus on just three questions.
但我今天愿意交通三个问题。
First is why can we please God?
第一个问题是为何我们可以讨神的喜悦。
The second is how can we please God?
第二个问题是我们如何讨神的喜悦。
The third is when can we please God.
第三个是我们何时可以讨神的喜悦。
The first is why can we please God.
第一个，我们为何可以讨神的喜悦。
Well, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
请我们把圣经翻到希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is.And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
希伯来书十一章第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
I think here it lays out very clearly.
我想这里给我们非常清楚的看见。
We can please God because He has given us a way.
我们可以讨神的喜悦，因为他给了我们一条道路。
And this is a way of faith.
是信心的路。
It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
这里讲说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
The second part says, for he who comes to God must believe that He is.
第二部分讲，他说，因为到神面前来的人必须信神是。
And here it is, God is or all and in all.
这里讲说，神是，并且他是一切的所是。
The third part is that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
第三个部分讲，他说。是信他赏，他是赏赐那寻求他的人。
So I think we often have sharing on the first two points.
我们常常分享到前面两个方面。
I would like to spend some time on this third point.
我今天愿意交通多交通一点第三个方面。
That he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
他是赏赐那寻求他的那一位。
at first glance, this seems too good to be true.
我们刚看到的时候感觉这个好像感觉是太好了，好像不是真实的。
Because we seek him, then he rewards us.
因为当我们寻求他的时候，他就赏赐我们。
And in this rewarding, he is pleased.
在赏赐的里面，他喜悦我们。
It seems like a double blessing to me.
好像是一个双重的祝福。
That he is pleased to be rewarding us.
他喜悦来赏赐我们。
Why is that?
为什么？
I thought about this before.
我以前想过这个问题。
And I'll give you an illustration.
我给大家一个例子。
If you come and ask me to help you learn how to play the guitar,
如果你过来问我怎么弹吉他，
I would be very uneasy because I'm not very able to help you.
我会觉得很不舒服，因为我帮不了你。
But if you ask me to help you with mathematics,
但如果你问我关于数学的问题，
then my eyes will light up and I'll be very excited to help you.
然后我的眼睛就亮了，我就会非常激动的帮助你。
I apologize for this example. I thought for a long time what else I'm good at, and I couldn't come up with another example.
不好意思，我想不出别的例子，因为我想不到我别的擅长的东西。
I think we all have this experience.
我想我们都有这样的经历。
When someone comes to ask us for help,
当有些人在来问我们寻求帮助的时候，
we're eager to help.
我们愿意帮助。
And if we are able to help,
但如果我们有能力帮助，
then in that helping we would derive some pleasure.
在那一个帮助的里面，我们就有一些的喜乐。
Even people of this fallen age still derive pleasure from helping others.
甚至在这一个败坏的世界里面，人还是能够在帮助别人的过程中得到快乐。
I really recently read a scientific study about this, and they were very confused why people actually like helping others.
最近我读了一个科学的这个文摘，它里面讲到人他们关于帮助别人为什么可以有快乐这件事感觉非常的疑惑。
Because they can measure that truly people derive pleasure from helping others, but they think this makes no sense.
如果人真的可以在帮助别人的过程中得到快乐的话，这个是不合理的。
So, but we know who really likes to help us.
但我们知道谁真的很乐意来帮助我们。
Willing to pour out everything for us.
谁愿意把他一切都给我们。
We have a God who emptied himself, came to this earth in order to redeem us.
我们这一位神他是愿意倒空他自己到这个地上来救赎我们。
He is a rewarder. This is who he is.
他是那一位赏赐者，这是他的所事。
So he derives pleasure when we are able to be rewarded by him.
因此当我们能够在他那，当我们能够从他那边得到赏赐的时候，他就喜悦。
I have been hearing about messages about reward since my youth.
从我很年幼的时候，我就听了很多关于赏赐的一些信息。
And I'm very afraid of this topic.
我对于这个信息是很惧怕的。
And it's not because I think I will not get the reward.
不是因为我觉得我没有办法得到那个赏赐。
Or perhaps that I don't want the reward.
或者我不想要那个赏赐。
Actually, it's because of a misunderstanding that I had regarding this.
而是因着我对于这件事情有一些误解。
And this is a very foolish misunderstanding.
这是一个非常愚昧的误解。
But I would like to share it with you.
我可以，但是我愿意跟你们分享。
Our brother A.B. Simpson wrote a hymn.
我们的弟兄
Simpson
宣信弟兄，他写了一首诗歌。
He wrote himself.
他写到一首诗歌是他自己。
It goes, once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord.
他说前面的是祝福，今要主自己。
So since I sang that hymn, I thought I want the Lord himself. I don't want anything else.
当我唱到这首诗歌的时候，我心里面就想说我要主自己，我别的都不要。
And it wasn't that I was trying to be overly spiritual, like, oh, I'm better than everyone else.
不是我想要好像变得好像自己好像很属灵，然后比所有人都好。
But it really was this misunderstanding that I thought I should only pursue after God and nothing else.
而是因为我有这个误解，说我只能够追求神自己，而不是别的。
And so this has hindered my walk for a very long time.
这成为我能够往前走的一个拦阻。
So I hope you're not in this condition.
我希望你没有在这一个情况里面。
This summer I was finally released from this.
这个夏天的时候，我终于得到释放。
And I was so excited.
我觉得非常的喜乐。
And I think I have to briefly share about this.
我觉得我应该要跟你们分享。
So I was preparing for my classes. I'm a professor, so I had to prepare for classes during the summer.
所以在夏天的时候，我在预备那个教材教案。
And then I realized that I give my students points and grades.
我发现当我给我的学生一些的分数和成绩的时候
and this is in alignment with the course objective that I want them to learn.
这些的分数是跟着我要他们学的内容是一致的。
And of course, I want them to learn just by a pure desire to learn.
当然，我希望他们能够是一个单纯的心，只是想要学东西。
But if they are based off of what I have assigned points for,
但如果说他们在这个过程中是按照我给他们的那个分数来学的话
and if I have carefully aligned the objectives with these incentives.
并且我把这一些的奖赏和这些学的内容能够很好的放在一起的时候
Then as long as they're pursuing after the incentive, they would be pursuing after what I wanted them to be pursuing.
当他们在那边想要得到一些的奖赏的时候，他们也同时就在学那些内容。
Wouldn't it be so ridiculous for a student to come and say, I love learning for its own sake?
这个感觉很奇怪，一个学生过来说，我就是只是喜欢学习。
So I will learn everything, but I'll purposely do nothing that has anything to do with your points.
我会学你教我一切的内容，但是对于这些分数、这些作业，我就不做了。
So I will get 0% in your class.
那我在你的课里面我就拿零分。
To prove that I'm learning for the sake of learning itself.
来证明我学习的目的是非常纯粹的。
Well, so this seems like a joke, right?
这就好像是个笑话。
And I was stuck in this for over a decade.
但是在有十年之久，我在这一点上我是有难处，没有办法出来。
But we know that many people in the Bible pursued after reward.
我们知道有在圣经里面有许多人是在那边追求赏赐。
Jacob wanted reward so many times, it's not even funny.
雅各是这么多次他就想要那个好处。
Moses gave up the pleasure and treasures of Egypt because he was looking to that reward.
摩西放弃了那在埃及一切的好处是得追求那个赏赐。
And Paul, he was pressing on toward the prize of the upward call from God.
而保罗他向着标杆直跑，要得着从基督从上面来得到的赏赐。
All these people in the Bible are pursuing after his reward.
这些圣经里面的人物都在追求那一个赏赐。
So may we really have the heart to do so as well.
愿我们也同样有这样的一个心志。
So God has opened up a way for us.
神为我们开了一条路。
This is why we can please him.
就是为何我们今天可以讨他的心意。
Otherwise, it is impossible.
不然的话，这是不可能的。
This is a way of faith.
这是一个信心的路。
This is a way of He is for all and in all.
这是一条他是，并且他是一切的所是。
And this is a way that is guided by His reward.
这是一条被他的赏赐来引导的这条道路。
Now that since we have a way,
那我们现在有路了。
The question of how can we please God becomes very simple.
问题我们如何能够讨神喜悦这个问题就变得更简单
It is to walk on this way
那是在这一条路上我们能够走上去
So the second point is how can we please God
所以第二点我们如何能够讨神的喜悦
Well, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15
我们把圣经翻到撒母耳记上
1 Samuel chapter 15
撒母耳记上第六章第十五章
1 Samuel 15 verse 22
撒母耳记第十五章第二十二节。
So Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams."
撒母耳说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
We're quite familiar with this passage.
我们对于这一节圣经我们很熟悉。
The key to be able to please him is to obey him.
能够讨他喜悦的关键是能够顺服他。
I'll say it one more time. Obedience is the how we can please God.
我再说一遍，顺服是我们能够讨他喜悦的那个途径。
We know that Saul was asked to go completely destroy the Amalekites.
我们知道扫罗 我们知道神让扫罗去完全的消灭亚玛利人。
But Saul didn't do it fully.
但是扫罗没有做到底。
When Samuel came,
当撒母耳来的时候
，Saul was very proud and said, "I obeyed the voice of the Lord."
扫罗非常的骄傲的说，我已经顺从了神的声音。
Saul was like, "Then what are these livestock still alive for?"
撒母耳说，那为什么我还听到有牲畜的声音呢？叫声。
And then Saul says, "Well, they're kept."To offer to the Lord.
扫罗说这些牲畜是为着能够献祭给神的。
And then Samuel says, burnt offering and sacrifices, they're good.
然后撒母耳说，燔祭和平安祭是好的。
But what is better is obedience.
但更好的是顺服。
Why is obedience so important in regards to pleasing God?
为何顺服如此的重要？
In order to please God.
能在关于讨神喜悦这件事上是如此的重要。
I'll give you three reasons.
有三个原因。
The first is that our God is a particular God.
第一个原因是我们的神他是一个非常细致的神。
And he has a specific way that he wants us to do things.
他有一个非常具体的方式要让我们能够来讨他喜悦。
For example, we know the story of Cain and Abel.
比如说我们知道该隐和亚伯的故事。
Cain offered up his best vegetables to God.
该隐把他最好的土产献给神。
Did Cain want to please God?
该隐想要讨神喜悦。
Sure he did.
当然他是。
If he didn't care about pleasing God, then when God rejected him, why would he be downcast?
如果他并没有想要讨神喜悦的话，当神拒绝他的时候，为何他是忧伤的
？So Cain wanted to please God.
所以该隐他心中是想要讨神喜悦。
Unfortunately, he pleased God in the wrong way.
但不幸的是，他是用一个错误的道路来讨神的喜悦。
He used his own way.
他用的是他自己的方法。
And it wasn't that God did not accept him, but God couldn't accept him.
并非是神不想要接纳他，乃是神不能接纳他。
So that is why God has laid out for us how we should walk.
这也是为什么神把我们的道路能怎样走的那条路告诉我。
And this is why he asked for obedience.
这也是为什么他要我们顺服他。
Because that's the only way.
因为这是唯一的路。
I like drinking milk tea.
我喜欢喝那个奶茶。
And so my wife would buy a bunch of cans of milk tea and put it in my office.
然后我姊妹会买几盒的那个奶茶，然后放在我的那个办公室。
And then later on, I saw that she bought some more.
后来我发现她买了更多的一些。
And I know that she's going to bring more to my office.
我知道她肯定要把那些也带。
But I haven't finished the ones that she brought me before.
但是我没有喝完她之前带给我的。
So in order to please her, I quickly drank all the remaining.
所以为了让他能够开心一点呢，我就把之前的那些这个奶茶全部喝完，很快的喝完。
And then I had a stomachache.
然后我的肠胃就痛了。
And then I was afraid of letting her know this.
然后我真的就是很害怕她知道这件事。
But then of course she found out.
当然她后来发现。
And then she said, I told her I was trying to please her.
然后我跟她讲，我就是想让你开，就是想让你开心。
She was not pleased.
但是她一点都不开心。
And she told me I was using my own way to please her, not her way.
她说，你用的是你自己的办法来讨我的喜欢，而不是。
And since then, I've been thinking about this that our God is even more particular.
所以从那时候我就开始想说，其实我们的神是非常具体。
How many times have we tried to use our own ways to please Him?
有多少时候我们是试图用自己的办法去讨他的喜悦。
We are truly coming with a genuine heart, truly wanting to please Him, but God still had to reject.
很多时候我们是带着一颗真诚的心，我们是真的想要讨神的喜悦，但是神却拒绝了。
So that desire is not enough.
所以只有那一个心愿是不够的。
We actually have to do it according to His way.
我们必须是照着他的方法。
From this earlier story, we can actually see a second principle.
所以从这第一个故事，我们可以看到第二个原则。
You know, my wife probably didn't like to see me suffer either.
我想我的姊妹也不想要看到我受苦的。
And I hear that some kids are not very obedient to their parents.
我听说有一些孩子并不那么顺从他们的父母。
I don't have this experience myself, but some kids will touch the electric sockets.
我自己是没有这个经历，但是我知道有一些孩子他喜欢碰那个插头 插座
and the parents will try to stop them.
然后父母就会拦阻他们
not to rule over their kids.
不是只是为了管辖他们的孩子
but it's for the kids' own good.
乃是为着孩子的好处
the second reason why obedience is so important to pleasing God.
所以为何第二个原因为何顺服这么重要是我们可以讨论的。
It is because he is doing this out of love for us.
因为神如此做是因着他爱我们。
He doesn't want to see us suffer.
他不愿意看到我们受苦。
He knows that if we go this way, then we are going to face these consequences.
他知道当我们走自己的路的时候，我们会经历很多不好的后果。
He wants us to walk on the right path.
他想要我们能够走在对的路上。
But then oftentimes we maybe don't fully obey him.
但许多时候也许我们不是顺服彻底的顺服
and then we might walk slightly differently
我们也许是会走的不太一样
and then we might have to face some consequences
很多时候我们就会经历到很多的后果
and perhaps we don't feel good when those things happen
当那些后果发生的时候我们觉得不好
but I'll say this
我这样讲
I think our God feels even worse
我们的神感觉是更加糟糕的。
Because he loves us and wants us to go the right way, yet we didn't.
因为他爱我们，他希望我们能够走在一条对的路上，但是我们没有这样做。
So it hurts his heart.
所以这让他很伤心。
Similar to the parents whose hearts are hurt even more than the kids who physically touch the electric socket.
这样，这个伤心是跟那些父母的伤心是一样的。当他们看到他们的孩子去碰那个插座的时候。
Let's read another. Well, I'll mention something from 2 Samuel chapter 5.
我们再来看一处从撒母耳记下第五章里面。
I will not read this.
我就不读。
I'll just mention this to you.
我只是提一下。
David was fighting the Philistines as usual.
大卫在那边和非利士人征战。
And the Philistines came and came to the Valley of Rephaim.
非利士人来。布善在利泛因谷。
And then David asked the Lord, "Can I go attack them?"
然后大卫就寻求耶和华说，我能上去争和他们争战吗
？God said, "Sure, I will deliver them into your hand."
嗯，神说你可以上去，我必将非利士人交在你手中。
And this happened.
然后这件事就发生了。
And another day, the Philistines came again to the same valley of Rephaim.
然后另外一天，非利士人又来到了利泛因谷。
And David asked again.God, should I go up?
然后大卫又询问耶和华。
And God says no.
但这一次神说不。
Circle to the back.
让他从后面绕道上去。
And then he was successful again.
然后他又一次得胜。
Why was David asking him God twice?
为什么大卫要两次的问神呢
？Because he knows that obedience is better than sacrifice.
因为大卫知道这件事说顺命胜于献祭。
And he knows that he shouldn't just go up with his own strength and attack.
并且他知道他上去不能靠着他自己的能力去攻占。
And he knows that he cannot just trust on the first victory to bring him the second victory.
他同样也知道他不能把他的信心是放在第一次得胜上面去打第二次的仗。
Because God actually knows what is best.
因为神知道什么是最好的。
And for his love for David, he's telling him to circle around to the back the second time.
因着神爱大卫，神就告诉大卫，让他从后面绕道上去打非利士人。
Perhaps the Philistines are now expecting David to come from the front. Who knows?
也许这一次非利士人是想着说大卫这次肯定是从前面攻过来。
But God
不知道，但是神知道。
And so God could lead him on the right way.
因为神知道，所以神可以带大卫走一条对的路。
So from this story, we can see a third principle.
从这一个故事里面，我们又可以看到第三个原则。
That also to why obedience is so important to pleasing God is that it brings God the glory.
为何顺服如此重要，可以讨神的喜悦？因为在顺服里面可以带给神荣耀。
When David succeeded,
当大卫得胜了。
Verse 20, he said that he's going to name this place Baal-perazim, meaning the Lord of the Breakthroughs.
Okay. 大卫称这个地方叫巴利 比拉辛，意思是神是攻占一切的神。
Because he knows that it was not his might that led to the success.
因为大卫知道不是因着他自己的能力让他能够得胜。
But it is his Lord that brought him this breakthrough.
乃是因着他的主能够让他得胜。
So obedience is simply the easiest way to bring glory to God.
所以顺服是最简单的道路能够让神得荣耀。
Because if you obey,
因为当你顺服的时候
you don't get too much credit.
你并不得到许多的称赞。
The glory goes to him.
荣耀乃是到神那边。
If David came up with the own way, his own idea of circling to the back, maybe he would think he's pretty smart.
如果大卫想出这个办法，就是说从后面绕道上去攻占非利士人的话，那他会觉得说啊，这是我自己的想法。
And I think sometimes we have this danger of coming up with brilliant ideas of how to serve God.
那许多时候我们会有这个危险，说我们会想出很多的办法，觉得这样子能够服侍神。
And the worst is sometimes God allows those things to succeed, and then we think of something good of ourselves.
更糟糕的是，当我们这些方法成功的时候。我们觉得我们是可以的。
So in order to please God, we need to be obedient.
所以为着要能够讨神的喜悦，我们必须要顺服。
And this obedience is because He has given us a very specific way to walk upon.
因为在顺服的里面，他给了我们一条非常具体的道路，让我们能够行走。
And this way He laid out of His love for us.
他在这一条道路里面。是因着他爱我们，他才给我们这条道路。
And if we walk on this way, then the glory goes to him.
我们若能够走在这条道路上，神就得着荣耀。
The third question is when can we please God?
第三个问题，我们何时可以讨神的喜悦
？Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
请我们翻到哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him.
哥林多后书第五章第九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。
Also, the first half of verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
同样是第十节的第一部分。因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
We know our Lord is coming soon.
我们知道我们的主很快就要回来。
And because of this, Paul says,
因着这个保罗讲
we want to be striving to be well-pleasing to him.
我们要竭力的能够讨主的喜悦。
And there is perhaps not too much time left.
也许我们没有剩下很多时间了。
When can we please him? Now.
我们何时可以讨他的喜悦？现在可以讨他喜。
Perhaps we think, oh, in a month we're going to have a gospel meeting.
也许我们想说，在一个月以后我们要有一个福音的聚会。
And during that meeting, we can please God.
在那一个聚会里面，我们可以讨神的喜悦。
Or perhaps some of us want to wait until winter break when we have more time.
也许有些人我们会觉得说，等我放寒假了，我可能有更多的时间。
Or maybe I'm going to graduate in 2 years and then I'll have a real job with much more time than a student life.
也许当我两年以后我毕业了，然后我就有一个工作，那那个时候我就会比在做学生的时候有更有时间。
Or maybe I'm about to retire in 9 years and then I'll have time.
也许在九年以后我要退休了，那那个时候我可能更有时间。
These might all be true.
这些都是没错的。
But our Lord might also return between now and then.
但是我们的主可能在这个过程里面或者那个时候他可以回来。
Let us not waste opportunity.
请我们不要浪费我们的机会。
I had a story about how I recently wasted an opportunity.
我有一个故事关于我自己的经历，我怎么样浪费了那个一个机会。
But because I don't have time anymore, I cannot share it.
因为我没有时间分享。
Perhaps that could also be an encouragement to you.That we don't have a lot of time left.
希望这个能够激励我们说，我们真的没有太多时间剩下来。
You know, God has opened up a way for us to please Him.
我们知道神为我们开了一条路，让我们能够讨他喜悦。
And it is His heart for us to follow Him.
并且这是他的心愿，我们能够跟随他。
Not just because obedience is something that He wants for Himself.
不是因着顺服是他。 自己所要的。
But he also wants obedience for our sake.
不是为着他自己而已，乃是为着我们。
And when we obey, we can give glory to him.
当我们顺服的时候，我们可以让他得着荣耀。
And again, there might not be a lot of time left.
我们没有太多的时
间。Let us redeem the time.
愿我们赎回我们的光阴。
If you hear his call today, do not harden your heart.
如果你听见他今天在呼召你，我们不要硬着心。
So, while it is still today, let us learn to strive to please him.
我们趁着还有今日，愿我们一同来讨他的喜悦。
我今天想跟大家分享一个非常简单的题目。
I'd like to share with you a very simple topic.
叫根基。
Foundation.
今天我就只会提一点，叫根基的前提。The precondition.
Oh, a precondition of foundation.
Yeah. 请我们先一起翻到马可福音第十章。
Mark.
马可福音第十章，我们从十七节一起读到二十七节。
From verse 17 through 27.
对，马可福音第十章十七节到二十七节。
Mark 10:17 through 27.
翻到我们一起来读。
We'll read it together.
耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来，跪在他面前，同他说。良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的财产很多。耶稣周围一看，对门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说，小子，倚靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难啊。骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还要容易。门徒就分外稀奇，对他说，这样谁能得救呢？耶稣看着他们说，在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。 这是我们都非常熟悉的一个故事。
This is a very familiar story.
我觉得我们经常会轻看这个人，把他当作反面教材来讲。
We often despise this person and use it as a very negative teaching material.
我们今天想我们一起重新再来思想这个故事。
We want to once again look at the story.
马太福音里面也提到，他说这是一个少年人。
In Matthew, it mentioned this is a young person.
这个人很奇妙，他心里面非常渴慕永远的生命。
This person was very amazing. He desired to have this eternal life.
他来求问主耶稣。
So he came to ask Jesus.
当在那个时代，所有其他的人都为着学业、工作。名利生活在忙碌的时候
，at the time when people everyone around him is seeking you know their work, their study, their livelihood, their job.
没有人会有时间来想到永远的事。
There was no one who has the time to think about eternal things.
法利赛人在他们自己的宗教里面狂热地做着自己的事情。
The Pharisees were was zealous for their religion.
他们非常确定永生是他们的。
They are very.
They're pretty sure.
They're pretty sure of that eternal life belongs to them.
但这个有钱财有地位的少年人。
So this young person with riches and status.
他生活上没有任何缺乏。
He did not have any lack.
在地位上也要比其他人都高过一等。
And for his status, he is higher than others.
道德行为上无可指摘的。
And in his moral morality, he is above beyond reproach.
他可能从小听的都是最高深的道。
Maybe he has heard the high doctrines from his youth.
在聚会里面可能是所有人的榜样。
He probably was an example in the meetings.
基本上是三十岁就赚到了全世界。
So basically, he earned the entire world at age 30.
可能很多人都会觉得他肯定是得胜者。
So many will feel, oh, this person will be an overcomer.
但很奇怪。
But strangely,
当这个少年人每次安静下来的时候，
every time this young person quiet down,
他想到自己的结局，想到以后要来的审判，
he thought about his end and the judgment that is to come.
他里面就失去平安，充满恐惧，
and he loses that peace and is filled with terror.
他里面觉得我没有保证，
he doesn't have that assurance.
不知道从什么时候开始，他经常问自己，我真的能得到永生吗？
Not knowing when it started, but he kept asking himself, do I have eternal life?
还是我只是在骗自己？
Or am I lying to myself?
他就去到聚会里问最有学问的文士，行为最好的法利赛人。
So he went to ask the scribes and those the Pharisees.
他问他们，我真的有永生吗？
Asked,
你们真的有吗？
He asked them, do I really have eternal life? Do you really have eternal life?
当一个人这样单纯的来问一个问题，
when he was very simple and came and asked this question,
这样诚实的对待自己里面的情况，
I'm very honest to his condition within,
很多人会轻视他，
many would despise him,
法利赛人会不屑于回答他的问题，
and the Pharisees wouldn't even care to answer to his questions.
他应该得到的标准都是最标准的答案，
so what he got was very standard answers.
真理上无懈可击。It's absolutely right.
It's the absolute correct truth.
若换到我们今天的话，
So we put it in our day.
我们可以问他，有神吗？有罪吗？你信耶稣吗？
It's like God, you know, do you know that sin and do you believe in Jesus?
你愿意承认你的罪，接受他做你的主吗？
Do you confess the sin and accept him as your Lord?
他说愿意。
And the person say, I'm willing.
好，我们一起祷告，你得救了。
Oh, then let's pray that you're saved.
他听完之后，他觉得这些我都明白。
He heard these and said, oh, I understand all of these.
我也可以来把这些跟别人讲。
I can also tell these to others.
然后他们说，你要凭信心，不要凭感觉。
And they say, you know, you have to be by faith and not on your own feelings.
圣经上写的绝对不会错。
And there's nothing wrong whatever the Bible says.
你每周来聚会，好好读圣经。
And come to the meetings every week, and you read your Bible.
慢慢就好了。
And gradually you'll be okay.
他听完了以后，也觉着说的是很对的。
And after he heard it, I said, "Oh well, that seems to be right."
他就告诉自己，我可能应该是得救了。
So he told himself, "Perhaps I am saved."
但每次当他的良心诚实的来到神的面前
，But every time with his conscience, honest before God.
这个问题就又回到他的深处。
This question came back to his depths.
让他没有办法逃避。
And he cannot run away from it.
没有办法干别的事情。
He couldn't do any other things.
他觉着我今天我必须要来解决这个问题。
He really have to take care of this problem.
因为他里面没有一点平安。
Because he did not have any peace within him.
他想到有一个人叫耶稣。
He thought about this person named Jesus.
他在那里传说天国近了。
He was preaching that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他是一个良善的父子。
He's a good teacher.
他就决定要出门找他问清楚。
So he decided, and I will get out and go look, ask him this question.
他来到聚会里面告诉其他人说，我要出去 figure out 耶稣是不是能够给我永生。
So he came to meetings and said, you know, I want to figure out, you know, whether Jesus can give me this eternal life.
大家可能会跟他说，你很忙啊。
People will tell him, you know, you're so busy.
你知不知道下周我们要交通五卷先知书？
Do you know we have to share five books of the prophets?
你读完了吗？
Have you, you know, finished reading them?
小组聚会你准备了吗？
Have you prepared for the small group meeting?
你还有时间出远门啊？
You still have time to go away?
我给你发一个江弟兄的讲道，你听听就好了。
Well, I'll just gonna send you a message from Brother Kong. You can just listen to it.
不需要那么麻烦的。
You do not have to, you know, go through so much trouble.
他就告诉他们说，我挣扎了好久的时间。
So he told them, you know, I struggled for a very long time.
我里面非常痛苦。
I'm very troubled within.
我真的不怕告诉你们。
I'm not afraid to tell you.
我以前所讲的，我可能我自己都不相信。
Whatever I spoke before, I do not even believe it.
但是今天我要在神的面前承认。
But today I want to confess before the Lord.
我要把这件事情搞清楚。
I want to make sure this thing.
这是我生命当中最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important thing in my life.
我要去找那位耶稣。
I want to go look for that Jesus.
没有一个人能够阻止我。
No one can stop me.
大家要怎么想？随他们想好。
You know, whatever people want to think, that's their business.
他就出门了。
So he went out.
在路上，他越想越怕。
So the more he thought about it, the more afraid he was.
第十七节我们刚读，他就说他因为太迫切要见耶稣，他是跑着去的。
So he really wanted to go see Jesus. So he going out on the road. He came running.
他根本顾不上休息。当他见到耶稣，他就跪在他的面前。
He did not want to rest. He went to Jesus and knelt before him.
他完全忘记我应该有一个客套的开场白。
He forgot that, you know, he has to have a cordial, you know, introduction.
他就呼喊说，良善的父子，我该做什么才能得永生？
So he cried out, good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
耶稣就告诉他，你要守诫命。他说，我从小都做了。
So Jesus told him about the commandments. He said, you know, I've kept all these things from my youth.
你会发现这里面有一件隐藏的事情。
But you can see something was hidden within.
是这个少年人和所有人都不同的地方。
One thing that he was very different from the others.
也是最重要的一件事情。
A very important thing.
他里面有一个一手的心智。
He has
a first-hand desire. 不是学来的。
It's not something you learned.
是他里面自发产出来的。
It's from himself.
他说我要在神的面前能够站立得住。
He wants to stand before God.
我要讨神的喜悦。
I want to please God.
那个永远的生命深深吸引他的深处。
The eternal life deeply, you know, draw him.
他里面有一个强烈的，我要得到他。
He has a strong desire to gain him.
不是 Andrew 逼的。
It's not that brother Andrew, you know, forced me.
也不是周围的压力逼的。
And not the pressure from out, you know, others.
他因为自己的虚空和渴望。
Because of his own emptiness and his own desire.
他的良心要在神面前负责。
His conscience has to be responsible before God.
从他里面就生出来了一个主动的心。
So from him, within, he has that initiative.
会看到他的朋友可能和他都做一样的事情。
Maybe his friends are all doing the same thing as he does.
但没有那个主动的动力。
But there's no that initiative in there.
都是被教出来的。
And all taught.
很多时候虽然也有经历。
Maybe they have experiences.
但是没有那个一手的心智。
But there's no first-hand desire.
他们都是在向人负责。
They are being responsible to man.
在向规条负责。
Responsible to rules.
在向人所传的神所负责。
Responsible to the God that man preach.
只有这个少年人，他觉得我要对神负责。
But this young man wants to be responsible to what God.
当人开始对规条负责的时候。
When man starts to be responsible to what rules.
对人所传的神负责的时候。
To be responsible to what the God that man preach.
我们的表现就是满了宗教气息。
And how we express out is all full of this is very religious.
我们的说话行为基本上都差不太多。
Our words and actions are about the same.
世界人的感觉是觉得这些人非常的 religious.
And the people of this world, will, you know, feel that oh, you guys are very religious.
当这些事情我们做到了，我们的良心就平安了。
And when we do all these things, it seems like that our conscience is peaceful.
当我们如果对人开始负责，
when we start to be responsible to man,
我们的表现就会非常的听话，非常的乖。
Then we express out as we've been very obedient.
我要的就是年长弟兄的认可，周围弟兄姊妹的认可。
And we want acknowledgement from elder brothers and other brothers and sisters.
大家说我好。我良心就平安了。
And when others say I'm good, then my conscience is clear.
但是这个少年人，他 里面是诚实的。
But this young man himself within, he was very honest.
他对真理有一个感觉，说我不仅要明白，我要他在我身上也是真的。
Towards the truth, you know, not only he wants to understand, he wants it to be real in him.
马太福音里面有同样的故事，讲到一句话。
In Matthew, it's the same story and the same another word.
他说到这一切我都遵守了。
He says,
还缺什么呢？
He said that, you know, I've obeyed this, you know, I've obeyed all these. What else do I need?
你会发现这是一件很奇怪的事情。
It's a really strange thing.
主耶稣已经回答了他的问题。
The Lord has already answered his question.
已经知道该做什么了，你就可以回家了。
He already know what to do. You know, he could have just gone home.
我觉得如果是我，感谢赞美主，我就回家操练了。
If I were him, you know, praise the Lord, I would just go home and exercise.
主说的你不信吗？
The Lord has spoken. Do you not believe?
你会看见这个少年人，他又问了一个问题。我还缺少什么
but the young man asked, you know, what else do I lack?
他没有停在那里。
He didn't stop there.
他里面甚至有一点来质问主的感觉。
As if he was trying to question the Lord.
他说主啊你不要向我隐瞒。
The Lord, do not hide from me.
我到底是缺了什么让我没有办法得到这永远的生命。
What else do I lack that I cannot have this eternal life?
这一个还缺少什么的祷告。很少有人能发出来的。
This prayer is lacking, you know, to say, you know, what else do I lack?
文士和法利赛人都不敢讲。
The scribes, the Pharisees, they dare not pray.
因为讲出来很丢脸的。
Because you lose your face.
他们就活在自欺当中。
Because then they live in the lies.
那些被动的人，他们也不讲。
And those passive, they dare not say that.
因为我根本不 care.
Because they do not care.
只有这个迫切寻求的少年人。
That this young man who is seeking before the Lord.
他讲出来了。
He said it.
你发现主耶稣根本没有责备他。
And the Lord Jesus did not rebuke him.
主就看着他，就爱他。
The Lord saw him and loved him.
会发现更奇妙的是。
And even more amazing.
这里的确还有一件事。
There is still one thing.
是所有人都不知道。
No one else knows.
是向所有人隐藏起来。
It's been hidden from the rest.
今天像这个少年人因着他的质问打开了
But because when he pressed on to ask the question it opened up this answer
被他寻到了
That he has found it
这是一个不是人能够告诉他的问题
Not an answer that man can tell him
只有从主那里才能够得到
Only from the Lord
如果我们的心不能够像这个少年人一样
If our heart cannot be like that of the young man,
里面缺少这样的诚实，这样的渴慕。
If we lack that honesty, that desire,
即使今天倪弟兄在这里，我们也不会有改变。
Even if our brother Ni is here today, then we will not have any change.
我们永远在神面前都缺一件事。
And we always have one thing lack before the Lord.
我们今天有一个非常大的迷惑。
We have a great.
Deception. 很多时候真理不是不明白。
It's not that we do not understand the truth.
我们听了道也不是没感动。
It's not that we do not feel anything from the messages.
但是我们的生命就是没有分量。
But our life, we do not have that weight.
因为我们活在知识树的原则里面。
Because we live on the principle of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
那一棵树能够给我们来描述那个生命的感觉。
That tree can kind of describe to us what the life is like.
能给我们明白，能够讲说真理的能力。
It can explain to us the power of the truth.
给我们流泪的能力。
It can cause us to tear.
给我们励志的能力。
It can cause us to be able to
make
our decision.
但是有一件事是他不能给的。
But one thing it cannot give to us.
就是里面一个主动要寻求的心。
There is the initiative to want to seek the Lord.
知识永远没有办法让我们爱主。
Knowledge can never help us to love God.
那是一个开始的能力。
It's the power to begin.
只有生命能够开始那个 starting point.
Only life can give us a start.
从外面看的话， 我们的确要问一个问题。
We have to ask a question.
这个少年人和法利赛人有什么区别？
What's the difference between the young ruler and the Pharisee?
他们一样都是在守规条。
They were both keeping the rules, the commandments.
如果是这样的话，这个少年人来到主的面前，主应该告诉他说，毒蛇的种类啊。
If this is so, then when he came before the Lord would have rebuked him.
你会发现，但主的反应是爱他。
But the Lord instead, the Lord loved him.
原因到底在哪里？
What was the reason?
因为法利赛人是对命令负责。
Because the Pharisee was responsible to what the commandment.
因为要守命令，所以要守命令。
Because I need to keep the commandment, so I keep the commandment.
这个少年人是为设立这个命令的神而负责。
But this young ruler, the young person was being responsible to what the one who set the commandment.
我是为了讨神的喜悦而做这些事。
I want to please God, so I'm doing all these things.
什么时候我们向命令向教导的人开始负责的时候，
Whenever we be responsible to what the commandments and to those who teach them,
我们就落到传统里面。
Then we end up into tradition.
因为我做了某一些的事情，我的良心就安稳了。
And my conscience is clear because I've done certain things.
就神眼中很多的罪，我里面就失去了感觉。
Then I lose that sense when I sin.
我就活在一个假冒为善的情况里。
Then I lived in hypocritical situation.
马太福音十五章第六节里面，主我们你们就不用翻了。主说到，你们他对法利赛人说，你们是记着你们的传统，废了神的诫命。
The Lord said to the Pharisee that through your tradition you have abolished the commandments of God.
传统就成为他们眼中的神。
So tradition became, in their eyes, their God.
什么时候我们里面是单纯的为了讨神的喜悦？
Whenever within us is pure, simple, and we want to please God.
会看到主喜悦这样的人。
God is pleased with such a one.
因为他的心向着神是主动的，是真实的。
Because his heart toward the Lord is, has initiative and is true.
他就要经历加拉太书第三章二十四节所说的。
Then you experience what Galatians 3:24 said.
律法是我训蒙的师父，引我到基督面前。
Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ.
这就是那个少年人的经历。
That was the experience of the young ruler.
所以这是有前提的。
So that's a precondition.
如果我们今天失去那个开始的能力，
If we lose that power for the start,
我们的心智变为被动的。
And our heart's desire become very passive.
会看到我们是没有办法来到主的面前的。
And we see that we are unable to come before God.
我们只可能留在遗文当中。
Then we can only be living in tradition.
因为遇见主之前，里面是空虚，是无助，是绝望的。
Because before we met the Lord, within us is emptiness and hopelessness.
但这是我们人性所排斥的。
It's what
Our human nature,
our human nature is against that.
每个人都想避开。
Everybody wants to avoid it.
我宁愿活在我的梦里面。
We rather live in our dreams.
因为梦是美的，没有痛苦。
Because the dreams are beautiful, you know, they don't have suffering.
我们不知不觉就成为一批沉睡的人。
So unknowingly, we are there just sleeping.
不要任何人来叫醒我。
We do not want people to awaken us.
因为真实拯救的开始，是要从梦的破碎开始的。
Because the true being delivered from, to be truly delivered from all these, you know, we have to get out of our dreams.
你发现当主耶稣把这个隐藏的事向这个少年人打开。
So when the Lord revealed what it was hidden to the young ruler.
让他变卖所有，因为他产业太多了。
To sell his all because he has too much possession.
发现主的话进到他心里面。
When the word of God entered into his heart.
像一把两刃的剑把他的心剖开。
And it's like the two-edged sword.
显出了他背后的思念和主意，背后隐藏的那个财宝。
To reveal the treasure that was hidden behind.
主的光照是具体的照到了他的身上。
The Lord's light, you know, specifically shine into his heart.
是非常 specific.
It's very specific.
是让我们看到我们没有办法跟随主。
To see that we are unable to follow the Lord.
真实的光照永远都不是 general 的。
the true enlightening is never in general.
好像我们坐在那里喝着咖啡，眼睛就开了。
Like we can just sit there and drink coffee, and our eyes will be opened.
如果我们在主面前没有具体的经历
，If before the Lord we do not have specific experience,
但是我们真理都能够讲
，and we can speak the truth,
我们就成为一群空想家。
Then we'll just be just empty thinkers.
如果你去看原文的话。他说主耶稣说的有财宝在天上的那个财宝两个字
And if you see the original text it said treasure in heaven treasure
和马太福音六章二十一节里面主说你的财宝在哪里你的心就在哪里的财宝是同一个词
And it's the same treasure that was in Matthew 6:21 for where your treasure is there your heart will be also
主在这里说你的财宝抓住了你的心
Here the Lord says the treasure has captured your heart
让你没有办法把你的心转向天
That your heart is unable to turn toward heaven
只有放下这件事
You have to let go of this
你的心才会转向主
Then can your heart be turned toward the Lord
我们每一个人的深处都有自己的财宝
Within as deep and as there is our treasure
只要那个财宝在我们就没有办法真实的宝贵主
If our treasure remains, then we are unable to truly hold precious the Lord Jesus.
是非常残酷的一件事实。
It's a very cold-blooded thing.
我们没有办法侍奉两个主。
We cannot serve two masters.
一个真的得救的人，他总有一天要说，我的主比所有一切都宝贵。
One who's truly saved, one day he is going to say, "My Lord is more precious than any other."
如果我们还不能说，主就还不是我的财宝。
If we cannot say that, then the Lord is still not our treasure.
因着这个少年人，他有一颗绝对的心，他对神毫无保留。
Because this young ruler has an absolute heart and nothing left, not for the Lord.
他对他自己所知道的，他是毫无保留的献上。
Whatever he knows, you know, without any hesitation, he gave it to the Lord.
主才会把那隐藏的向他打开。
And the Lord will open up what was hidden and reveal to him.
马太福音十九章里面主说你如果愿意做完全人
In Matthew, Jesus said, if you want to be perfect,
会发现这是一件人不能做的事情
We realize that this is something that man cannot do.
但因为神的爱临到他
But because the love of God was upon him,
神要把他的心带到一个完全的地方
The Lord wants to bring his heart to a state of perfection.
主说完了这些之后说你放下了还要来跟从。
He said that you know, after you go and do these things, you still have to come and follow me.
你会发现是这一个放下，让我们在主面前能够有一个完全的心。
We see that this letting go causes us to be able to have an absolute heart.
真正的跟从永远都是在奉献之后。
To truly be able to follow is always after consecration.
因着这一次的奉献，我跟从路的跟从主的路才开始。
It's because of this consecration that that my way of following the Lord has just begun.
我发现这个少年人在来到主面前，他已经充满空虚，充满惧怕。
So this young ruler already coming to the Lord, he was filled with emptiness and fear.
我们来想的话，主应该第一时间把安慰、把平安赐给他。
For us, we think that you know the Lord should just comfort him.
但你发现主的话。根本没有给他安慰。
But the Lord did not give him words of consolation.
根本没有让他活过来。
Did not let him live.
主是把他从他自己以为的绝望当中带到神所要的绝望当中。
So the Lord brought the young ruler where he thought was hopelessness to bring him into what God sees as hopelessness.
我们经常在那里算自己已经死了，是说算了，主可以了。
We oftentimes we say, you know, we are dead, you know, we consider ourselves dead. We say, oh Lord, you know, it's enough, we are dead.
因为在我们心里，我们想得到一条神奇的路。
Because within us, we want to have a miraculous way.
一条不需要付什么真正代价的路。
We want a way that doesn't need us to pay any price.
我只要知道那条路，我就没有痛苦，没有绝望。
If I know that way, I would have no sorrow, I have no hopelessness.
我可以欢欢喜喜、轻轻松松、简简单单背起我的十字架。
And I can joyfully, easily, you know, and I can just very simply bear my cross.
或者我期望我可以受一些我想要受的苦。
Or I look to suffer the sufferings that I feel I can take.
我逃过主要我受的苦。
And I run away from the sufferings that the Lord has was to give me.
何时我们心里面存着这样一个盼望
So whenever we have such a hope
我们就永远不会被主得着。
And we are unable to be apprehended by the Lord.
主只是我们得好处的帮手。
And he is only a helper for us to gain, you know, have some gains.
你会发现主要带我们到那真正的尽头。
You'll see that the Lord wants to bring us to that true end.
是我们最不愿意遇到的。
A one that we really do not want to see.
因为那件事连着我们整个人的魂生命。
Because it connects to the entire soul life.
是我们整个这个人的意义的所在。
The meaning of our life.
这一个放下是人所不能做的。
This letting go is one thing that man cannot do.
所以这个少年人他当知道这件事他只能有一个反应。
So this young person knowing this thing, he can only have one reaction.
他必须忧忧愁愁地走。
He has to go away, you know, sorrowfully.
如果他是欢欢喜喜的就放下了，主的话根本没有进到他的心里。
So if he joyfully loved, then the Lord's word did not enter into his heart.
英文里面是讲 he is sad as the logos.
He said in the English, he said he was sad at this word at the logos.
不知道弟兄姊妹有没有想到什么
？So brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have thought about anything.
那个撒种的比喻。
The parable of the sower.
我可以很快的给大家读一下。
I'll read very quickly here.
是在马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
我读一下第四节十九节。马太福音十三章。
Chapter 13, verse 4.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了。还有第十九节。
And 19.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把撒在他心里的夺了去。这就是撒在路旁的了。你发现这个少年人他听见了也明白了，因为你不明白就不可能有感觉。
So this young person already heard it because if he doesn't hear it and understand it, then he wouldn't have such a reaction.
他里面有一个感觉。
So he had this feeling.
我跟主可能无份了。
He has no part with the Lord.
我再也没有办法跟从主了。
I'm unable to follow him.
是一个非常有福气的忧愁。
This is a very blessed sadness.
不是因为 Andrew 和伟修讲的要求太多，我好忧愁啊。
It's not because what Andrew and Wei Xiu spoke that I'm very sad.
也不是因为没人关心我，我来忧愁。
It's not because nobody cares about me and I'm very sad.
我感觉我们今天好像已经失去这个真正忧愁的能力。
I feel we already lose this power to be able to be sad.
主的话在我们心里面已经没有作用了。
The Lord's word has no more effect in us.
我们已经不知不觉成为路旁土了。
So unknowingly we become this the soil that's by the wayside.
我们已经离开了主的路。
We already left the Lord's way.
偏到了自己的路上。
We have gone on to our own way.
失去了对主以前的单纯和渴慕。
And we lose that pure heart before the Lord.
我们开始为自己积攒财宝。
So we start to have treasure up for ourselves.
我们对主变心了。
Our heart has changed toward the Lord.
其实不太需要犯什么道德上的罪。
We do not have to commit anything regarding morality.
什么时候我们里面有一个偷偷的爱世界？
Whenever our heart has a secret love for the world,
我有一个偷偷的爱荣耀
and we have a secret love for glory,
我们的单纯就没有了
and we lose that simplicity.
你会发现魔鬼根本不怕路旁土
and you know the Satan is not afraid of this.
我们可以在那里学习，好像对付世界，对付肉体
We can learn to deal with the world, deal with our flesh.
但说实在的是没有用的，因为我们的心已经妥协。
But it's going to be useless because our heart has already surrendered.
更可怕的是，魔鬼在我们身上有权势。
And the devil has a hold on us.
你会发现，如果神的话没有落到我们的心里
，We see that if the word of God did not come into our heart,
一个人是没有办法来对付世界、对付肉体的。
A person is not able to deal with world and deal with flesh.
你没有办法过一个真正扎根的生活。
And you can't live a life that is deeply rooted.
因为不论是后面说到的土浅石头地，还是荆棘地
，No matter whether the soil, you know, is shallow or it's among thorns.
是主的道先落进去之后 才显出他的问题。
It's only when the word of God has been sold, it's in there, then it reveals the problem.
如果主的道不进到我们里面，我们根本不会知道。
If the word of God did not land on us, then we would not know.
我们连肉体和世界是什么都不会知道。
We can't even differentiate, you know, between the world and our flesh.
因为那个是里面的知识。
Because that's the knowledge of within.
如果这件事情不显出，我们是没有办法。我心甘情愿的要来对付这些。
If this is not being reviewed, then we can wholeheartedly say we want to be dealt with.
我的学习都是被逼的。
And all our learning will be being forced upon us.
从压力来的。
From pressure.
因为我的里面是没有感觉。
Because I do not feel anything within.
我好像做到了这些，我就觉着我不爱世界属灵了。
Well, if I have all done all these things, then I do not love the world. I'm more spiritual.
但当主的话进来时，才会发现我里面还有一个更大的世界。
But then when the word of God comes into my heart, then I realize there's a greater thing.
你会发现，我如果什么都是买二手的，我骑自行车，我没有房子。
If I buy everything secondhand, you know, I ride on a bike and I do not have a house.
世界仍然霸占我的心。
The world still captures my heart.
再或者，我们很多时候好像不发脾气，早起读经。
Like we do not lose our temper and then we get up early to read the word.
看很多的属灵书。
And we read a lot of spiritual books.
我里面就有一个感觉，我的根是最深的。
Then we feel that, my roots are the deepest.
但当主的话进来的时候。
But when the word of God comes in.
我们才知道我们做这些的背后是为了要显扬自己。
And we realize that the reason for doing all these is just to, show ourselves.
路旁途是没有路的。
It's on the wayside, you know, there's no way.
如果我们说我们是真的信主，
If we said we truly believe in the Lord,
却从来没有在神的面前有过这个忧忧愁愁。
And we have never ever had this sadness, this being sorrowful before the Lord.
我们可能真的没有真的得救。
Then perhaps, maybe we have not been truly saved.
如果我们曾经有过。
If we had before this sadness,
但已经很久再没有过。
But it's been a long time since.
这就是我们的心已经冷淡，离开主。
That can say that our heart has already been cold and been away from the Lord.
我们已经失去那个少年人那颗主动要主的心。
And we have lost the initiative, that heart for the Lord.
我们的心里面已经有偶像。
And our heart has already have idols.
你会发现主在神的眼光里面一个真的得救的人
So in the eyes of God, one who's truly saved
是包着奉献一起过去
It's to wrap up in consecration and going forward
这两件事情好像是不能分开的
These two things are inseparable
神总要在我们身上做成这件事
The Lord wants to, you know, to accomplish this thing within us
你会发现所有的根基都是有前提的。
All the foundation has precondition.
神总要带我们清清楚楚的知道我是得救的。
The Lord wants to bring us to the point that we are sure, we are certain of our salvation.
并且我是清楚，我把我自己完全交给你。
And we are certain that we have given ourselves completely to the Lord.
如果我们今天感觉我已经冷淡很久了。
If we feel that we have been cold for a very long time,
好像已经没有办法再回到主的面前。
That we are unable to return to the Lord.
我的心已经没有感觉，无所谓了。
That my heart has no feeling, we do not care.
我已经失去了起初的爱。
Then we have lost that first love.
如果今天我们能够为着自己这样的光景而忧忧愁愁。
If for our condition today we can be sad and sorrowful,
主就要给我们开一条和这个少年人一样的路来到他的面前。
Then the Lord will open up a way just like he did for the young ruler to come before him.
如果我们把这样的忧愁告诉主， 主，我要回家。
If we tell the Lord our sadness, Lord, I want to come home.
主就让我们经历，你不行，但我可以。
And the Lord will have us experience that you are not able, but I can.
愿意这个少年人的经历能够成为我们的鼓舞。
May this experience of the young ruler be an encouragement for us.
回到神的面前，求他救我们。
To return before God and have him save us.
我们的主永远不轻看这样一颗要他的心。
The Lord never despises such a heart. This is my sharing. Lord, we thank you.
求你让我们真的是一个爱你的人。
Lord, may we be one who truly loves you.
主啊，救我们。
Lord, save us.
让我们不是成为一个白白得救的人。
That we be not just barely saved.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.